Dear friends, the Bible has a clear presentation of Abraham's roots and his divine calling to start the Hebrew nation. His roots are described in the context of the dispersion of humanity over the face of the earth as a result of what happened at the Tower of Babel. His calling had a clear objective. We read in the 11th chapter of the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. The Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. The name Babel speaks of confusion and disunity. Genesis 11 goes on to list the first 8 generations of the descendants of Shem, the first son of Noah, leading all the way to Terah, Abraham's father. Abram was the original name given by his parents, so Abram was in the 9th generation of Noah's descendants. He married Sarai, his half-sister, from his father through a different mother. Abram and Sarai had no children. Abram's brother, Haran, died at a relatively young age, leaving one son named Lot. The whole family lived in Ur of the Chaldeans, which was located in what is today southern Iraq. Terah decided to migrate further west to the land of Canaan. Abram and Sarai accompanied Terah, who took along with him his grandson Lot, Abram's and Sarai's nephew. Interestingly, the land to which they first traveled was also called Haran, most likely in honor of Abram's deceased brother, Lot's father. Haran seems to have been located in a fertile region which is now part of northeastern Syria. Friends, we read of Abram's divine calling in the 12th chapter of Genesis. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Friends, let us take note of a few facts about this divine calling of Abram. First, at the time, Abram, Sarai, and Lot and their company were based in a comfortable place. Second, the land or country to which Abram was called to move was not yet identified. So Abram was called to follow the Lord's leading to a land unknown to him. Third, Abram was already separated from most of his father's family when they moved from Ur and settled in Haran. The divine calling required further isolation and even moving to an identified place. Abram was instructed, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." Yet the Lord promised Abram, "I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great." So Abram received extremely significant divine promises. He was to ultimately become famous, and his descendants become a great nation. It is important, however, to recognize the divine objective that the Lord connected to these promises. The Lord further said to Abram, "So that you will be a blessing." Friends, in order to truly understand the direction of the rest of the Holy Scriptures, it is virtually important to remember this purpose. Abram was promised blessing so that he would bring blessing to others. We should never lose sight of the fact that the divine objective of blessing Abram and making him the famous founder of a great people was to bring about blessing to others. The Almighty, Sovereign, True, Living God further assured Abram that he would make sure that those who cooperate with the realization of this divine plan of blessing through Abram would in turn be blessed, and also those who do not will not be blessed, but fall under a divine curse. Friends, those who carefully and thoughtfully study scriptures will see this taking place even among Abram's own descendants, the Hebrew people. In generation after generation, only those Hebrews who trusted the Lord and walked in His ways were blessed and preserved for the divine objective. The Lord made that even clearer to Abram and to all his descendants. He said to him, "I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." The Lord continued to help Abram further understand this divine promise of blessing. We read in the 22nd chapter of Genesis that the Lord said to him, "I will surely bless you. I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Friends, three sets of 14 generations, from Abraham to King David, and from King David to the 70-year exile, and from the return from the exile all the way to Joseph and Mary, the promised offspring of blessing, Jesus, came to fulfill the divine promise for the blessing of all nations. Hallelujah.